With over 20,000 animals in their care, the National Aquarium's animal welfare staff experience many a fascinating moment in their daily work. However, even these experts are sometimes surprised, as was the case in 2014 when swell shark pups began to hatch in an aquarium system at our animal care center. One might wonder what's so unusual about that. Well, in this case, since there hadn't been a male swell shark with the female that laid the eggs in more than 3 years, unusual doesn't even begin to describe it. I'm John Racanelli, CEO of the National Aquarium, and this is A Blue View, our weekly look at real-world conservation issues facing our blue planet. Swell sharks, a type of cat shark, are benthic or bottom-dwelling sharks. They range in size from 3 to 4 feet and reside in the waters of the eastern Pacific Ocean, from the central California coast through Mexico all the way down the coast of Chile. Though innocuous to humans, they have plenty of interesting traits. Their name derives from their ability to swallow water, or air when exposed to atmosphere, to make themselves appear larger. This behavior makes it difficult for predators to reach and harm them in the crevices where they dwell. In 2016, biologists at the City University of New York discovered that swell sharks are also biofluorescent. A special protein in their tough, thick skin allows them to glow bright green at dark ocean depths, and their unique retinas are attuned to detect that particular wavelength and color. The prevailing hypothesis is that this function allows swell sharks to find each other, since they tend to gather in groups of 5 or more. As if glowing green and expanding at will weren't enough superpowers for such an unassuming little shark, researchers at the National Aquarium and their colleagues at the Field Museum of Natural History were the first to discover the swell shark's most remarkable capability, asexual reproduction. In 2014, at the National Aquarium's Animal Care Center, a swell shark pup emerged from a clutch of eggs laid by an adult female swell shark. Staff were surprised to meet this pup because, and this is where things get interesting, there had not been a male swell shark at the National Aquarium in more than 3 years. In some species of sharks, females have been known to hold on to sperm from their male counterparts in specialized glands for months on end, waiting for the right moment and conditions to lay fertilized eggs. While this phenomenon had not been documented in swell sharks, could it be the explanation for the aquarium swell shark pup and its 4 subsequent siblings? Nice theory, but no. Genetic analysis ruled out the possibility that any male shark had been involved in the birth of these pups, since only maternal gene variants were present in the DNA of each of the pups. Our staff had documented the first known instance of parthenogenesis in swell sharks. From the Greek parthenos, meaning virgin, and genesis, meaning creation, parthenogenesis refers to the ability of certain species to grow embryos without paternal contribution. In recent years, several shark species, including black tips, zebra sharks, and hammerheads, have been found to be capable of asexual reproduction. But the National Aquarium's pups were the first proof of parthenogenesis in swell sharks. Scientists speculate that this mating system may be more common than previously believed, and may allow females to propagate the species alone when suitable mates simply aren't accessible. This can be due either to dwindling wild populations or simple unavailability in a space as vast as the ocean. Fortunately for our friends the swell sharks, their species is not listed as endangered, and they continue to be bountiful throughout their natural range. Other species, however, such as great whites, scalloped hammerheads, and whale sharks, are not so lucky and are currently listed as vulnerable, endangered, or critically endangered. It's up to each of us to make responsible choices and to continue to care for our global ocean so that all species might once again thrive. For more information, visit aqua.org/care/research. A Blue View is produced for WYPR by the National Aquarium, which is dedicated to sharing its mission of inspiring conservation of the world's aquatic treasures. For the National Aquarium, I'm John Racanelli. With over 20,000 animals in their care, the National Aquarium's animal welfare staff experience many a fascinating moment in their daily work. However, even these experts are sometimes surprised, as was the case in 2014 when swell shark pups began to hatch in an aquarium system at our animal care center. One might wonder what's so unusual about that. Well, in this case, since there hadn't been a male swell shark with the female that laid the eggs in more than 3 years, unusual doesn't even begin to describe it. I'm John Racanelli, CEO of the National Aquarium, and this is A Blue View, our weekly look at real-world conservation issues facing our blue planet. Swell sharks, a type of cat shark, are benthic or bottom-dwelling sharks. They range in size from 3 to 4 feet and reside in the waters of the eastern Pacific Ocean, from the central California coast through Mexico all the way down the coast of Chile. Though innocuous to humans, they have plenty of interesting traits. Their name derives from their ability to swallow water, or air when exposed to atmosphere, to make themselves appear larger. This behavior makes it difficult for predators to reach and harm them in the crevices where they dwell. In 2016, biologists at the City University of New York discovered that swell sharks are also biofluorescent. A special protein in their tough, thick skin allows them to glow bright green at dark ocean depths, and their unique retinas are attuned to detect that particular wavelength and color. The prevailing hypothesis is that this function allows swell sharks to find each other, since they tend to gather in groups of 5 or more. As if glowing green and expanding at will weren't enough superpowers for such an unassuming little shark, researchers at the National Aquarium and their colleagues at the Field Museum of Natural History were the first to discover the swell shark's most remarkable capability, asexual reproduction. In 2014, at the National Aquarium's Animal Care Center, a swell shark pup emerged from a clutch of eggs laid by an adult female swell shark. Staff were surprised to meet this pup because, and this is where things get interesting, there had not been a male swell shark at the National Aquarium in more than 3 years. In some species of sharks, females have been known to hold on to sperm from their male counterparts in specialized glands for months on end, waiting for the right moment and conditions to lay fertilized eggs. While this phenomenon had not been documented in swell sharks, could it be the explanation for the aquarium swell shark pup and its 4 subsequent siblings? Nice theory, but no. Genetic analysis ruled out the possibility that any male shark had been involved in the birth of these pups, since only maternal gene variants were present in the DNA of each of the pups. Our staff had documented the first known instance of parthenogenesis in swell sharks. From the Greek parthenos, meaning virgin, and genesis, meaning creation, parthenogenesis refers to the ability of certain species to grow embryos without paternal contribution. In recent years, several shark species, including black tips, zebra sharks, and hammerheads, have been found to be capable of asexual reproduction. But the National Aquarium's pups were the first proof of parthenogenesis in swell sharks. Scientists speculate that this mating system may be more common than previously believed, and may allow females to propagate the species alone when suitable mates simply aren't accessible. This can be due either to dwindling wild populations or simple unavailability in a space as vast as the ocean. Fortunately for our friends the swell sharks, their species is not listed as endangered, and they continue to be bountiful throughout their natural range. Other species, however, such as great whites, scalloped hammerheads, and whale sharks, are not so lucky and are currently listed as vulnerable, endangered, or critically endangered. It's up to each of us to make responsible choices and to continue to care for our global ocean so that all species might once again thrive. For more information, visit aqua.org/care/research. A Blue View is produced for WYPR by the National Aquarium, which is dedicated to sharing its mission of inspiring conservation of the world's aquatic treasures. For the National Aquarium, I'm John Racanelli.